You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast, where we discuss current events, social issues, religious trends, and noteworthy news from a biblical perspective. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for tuning in to the newest episode of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soker. This episode is being released on April 28th, 2022. This is the last episode of the month, so we're going to be doing our monthly news roundup. Rather than just focusing on one story or topic, we're going to briefly talk about a few stories from the news this past month. This week, we're talking about how people view life after death, a state that has blocked abortion access, and young people who are leaving social media. For links to these stories as well as related materials, check out the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/042822. Now for our stories this week. First story. Study says 2 in 3 people say they're not afraid of what happens after death. From Study Finds, it says, is there really an afterlife? While most people think humans will never be able to prove what happens after death, half of adults still believe their spirit lives on, somewhere. The new survey of over 1,000 people in the United Kingdom finds 50% of respondents believe in an afterlife. Of this group, 60% believe everyone experiences the same thing when they die, regardless of their individual beliefs. However, 2 in 3 believe scientists will never be able to tell us what really happens when someone passes. Regardless of whether people think they're going to heaven, 55%, or worry their life choices could end up sending them to hell, 58%, the poll finds 68% of all respondents have no fear of what comes next. However, 69% would rather live another life after leaving this one instead of simply seeing their existence end. The article goes on and talks about the survey findings regarding what people think about heaven and hell, reuniting with pets in the afterlife, communicating with the dead, and different things like that. And it is interesting to hear what people think about the afterlife. And it can also help us prepare to talk to them about these matters. One statistic I found particularly interesting is the fact that 84% of people say, quote, you have to live a good life and be a generally good person to reach heaven, end quote. 84% said that. Yet only 68% have no fear of what comes next. Does this mean that the difference, 16%, believe that you have to be good to reach heaven, but know they're not doing what they ought to be doing? That's certainly possible. I'm sure there are plenty of people out there who know they ought to do some things differently in their lives, but for whatever reason, lack of urgency, failure to appreciate the seriousness of eternity, or whatever it might be, they continue living in a way that they believe will cause them to miss heaven. However, what people think about the afterlife does not make it true. The Bible reveals the truth about these things. What is reality? What does the Bible say about what happens after this life? A few things that we can know from the Scriptures. Number one, our spirits will be separated from our bodies. James 2:26 says, just as the body without the spirit is dead, so also faith without works is dead. He's making a point about how faith and works have to go together, but he uses this example. The body without the spirit is dead. When our bodies die, our spirits are separated from our bodies. Number two, our spirits will return to God. Ecclesiastes 12:7 says, then the dust will return to the earth as it was, that is our body, and our spirit, the spirit will return to God who gave it. So in death, our spirit and our body are separated. Our spirits go back to God. Number three, our spirits will go to Hades. Going back to God means it's under his control. And their spirit then will go to Hades. We're either in the place of paradise or the place of torment. Luke 16:22 and 23 says, "Now the poor man died and was carried away by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. In Hades he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and saw Abraham far away and Lazarus in his bosom." There was a place of rest and there was a place of torment. That's where the spirit of these two men went after they died. Number four, we know that the Lord will return in judgment. 2 Corinthians 5:10 says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may be recompensed for his deeds in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad." And then number five, we will, after this life, and after the Lord judges all of us in the end, we will go to our eternal home. In describing the judgment scene, Matthew 25:46 concludes with this statement: "These will go away into eternal punishment," those who are not right with the Lord. "These will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life." Now, that is just a brief summary. You can read more about each of those points in an article that will be linked in the show notes called "What Happens After Death." But it is good that people have a concept of heaven and hell and that they want something better than what they can hope for in this life. As Christians, we need to be prepared to help lead them to the truth and take advantage of opportunities that may come before us to help steer their minds to what the Bible teaches about these things, not what they think or what society thinks or what some survey would say. The survey's good for us to know that there's an interest in that, but we need to steer them to the Bible so they can know the truth about this. Second story. Kentucky lawmakers block abortion access with a new law effective immediately. From Reuters, and this story came out about 2 weeks ago, but Kentucky effectively suspended legal abortion access on Wednesday, which would have been April 13th, as the legislature enacted a sweeping anti-abortion law that took effect right away and forces providers to stop offering abortions until they can meet certain requirements. The impact of the law makes Kentucky the first U.S. state without legal abortion access since the 1973 Supreme Court case Roe v. Wade established the right to end pregnancy before the fetus is viable, abortion providers say. Abortion rights advocacy groups have said they will challenge the bill in court. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear, a Democrat, vetoed the bill on Friday, but the Republican majority House and Senate overrode his veto on Wednesday evening. Now, lawmakers in other states have been working on legislation to limit or eliminate abortion. But for me, living in Kentucky, this one especially caught my attention. I may not get excited about things like UK basketball like the locals do, but I can appreciate lawmakers like this who are behind these efforts. In reality, making abortion illegal will not end the practice of abortion. After all, murder is illegal and there are still murders that are committed. However, the fact that some lawmakers are working to make abortion illegal should be welcomed and appreciated by Christians who understand the role and purpose that God has given for civil government. What is that? Romans 13, 3 and 4 says, "For rulers are not a cause of fear for good behavior, but for evil. Do you want to have no fear of authority? Do what is good and you will have praise from the same. For it is a minister of God to you for good. And if you do what is evil, be afraid. For it does not bear the sword for nothing. For it is a minister of God, an avenger who brings wrath on the one who practices evil." Abortion, since it is the deliberate termination of a human life, it is evil. Therefore, God's plan for civil authorities is to punish those who practice it and defend the potential victims of this, which would be the unborn. We may be able to point to a lot of things that our civil leaders get wrong. However, efforts like this should definitely be seen as a good thing. So let's pray for our leaders around the country. The legislatures, governors, judges, Supreme Court justices, whatever it might be, pray that they will fulfill their God-given role of protecting the innocent, including the unborn, and punishing those who do evil. You can read more about this topic by checking out the links in the show notes. There's the article that I wrote on abortion that was part of the social issues series. You can check that out, and also one that I wrote a few years ago, which asked the question, who is to blame for the abortion tragedy? And there are several different angles that approaches that from, but I encourage you to check that out. That will be linked in the show notes. Then the third and final story we'll be talking about today. An app exodus. Young people are walking away from social media, calling it toxic and obsessive. From FaithWire, it says, younger Americans are quickly falling out of love with social media. Zoomers, those born in the late 1990s and early 2000s, are turning their backs on TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram, leaving behind what many now see as the ultimate waste, according to the New York Post. The anti-app exodus comes as Gen Zers are calling the platforms toxic and obsessive. A new survey of 10,000 people commissioned by the investment bank Piper Sandler found just 22% of respondents between the ages of 7 and 22 named Instagram as their favorite app, down from 31% in 2020. Gabriella Steinerman, age 20, told the Post, when you delete it, you realize you don't need it. She said she got rid of TikTok and Instagram in 2019 and felt a nearly immediate sense of relief after doing so. We've talked about social media on the podcast recently, so I don't want to spend a lot of time here on it. If you didn't hear the episode from 2 weeks ago, the notable social media statistics, there's a link to that in the show notes. You can check that out and listen to the discussion there. I'll also be linking to my article on social media in the series I did on social issues, as well as the book by Chris Martin that I've talked about and also did a book review on the website, on the Plain Bible Teaching website. The book is called Terms of Service, The Real Cost of Social Media. And that is a book I would recommend. You can check out the book or the review that I did of the book in the show notes. But this story highlights some statistics that may be a little surprising, especially with the way that it seems young people are glued to their phones. And maybe they are. Maybe that's the perception. That's what we see. We see that. But this survey seems to suggest that even if they're glued to their phones, they are pulling back at least a little bit, at least some of them, pulling back from social media, which I would say is a good thing. In the end, whether we are young or old, we need to be mindful of how we are using our time. Ephesians 5:16 says we are to be making the most of our time because the days are evil. So in making the most of our time, this includes being mindful of how we use or don't use social media. These platforms can easily be toxic and obsessive, as that article talks about. And if they are negatively affecting us, we need to pull back from them. But the main thing I want us to remember from this story is this. We don't have to use any of these platforms. It may seem like a, quote, necessity because everyone else is using them. But that's really not true. If we're going to use social media, we need to have a good reason for doing so, not just use it because, well, that's what everyone defaults to. We need to be mindful of what we're doing, how we are spending our time, why we are engaged in the behavior we are engaged in, and evaluate, okay, if I'm using social media, do I have a good reason for using it? Is it negatively impacting me? Do I need to cut back on it or eliminate it altogether? We need to evaluate these things and make sure that if we use it or if we don't use it, we are making a wise decision based on scriptural principles in an effort to make the most of our time. That's all for this week. Thanks for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I hope you found it to be interesting and informative and helpful. For links to the news stories we've talked about and the other related links, visit the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/04-2822. The Plain Bible Teaching Podcast is also available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. If you use those platforms, please subscribe and rate the podcast there. If you know of others who'd be interested in hearing this episode, please share this with them, and I would appreciate that. And if you see a news story that you think might make for a good discussion, send me the link at andy@plainbibleteaching.com. Thanks again for listening, and I hope to talk to you again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others. Also, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter. This free newsletter will be delivered to your inbox each Friday with articles, podcasts, videos, sermon outlines, and more. Visit plainbibleteaching.com to subscribe today.